Hello, and welcome to the Market Action Report for the Portland metro area. All information from this summary is pulled from the Regional Market Listing Service, that's otherwise known as RMLS, and is brought to you by Realtor Kevin Gorman of Summa Pacific Cascade. And now for your November 2016 highlights. Portland metro saw cooler activity this November, both compared to last month and November 2015. Closed sales ended 13.1% ahead of November 2015, despite a 6% decrease from last month in October 2016. This was the strongest November for closings in the area since 2005. Pending sales decreased 9.5% from November 2015 and 20.2% from October 2016. Now, these pending sales still number higher than in November of prior years. New listings fell 3.2% short of the new listings offered last year in November 2015. And 29.0% short of the new listings offered just last month in October 2016. Now, Portland metro inventory decreased slightly in November to 1.8 months. During the same time, total market time gained a few days, landing at 45 days. There were 4,354 active residential listings in the region in November. On the year-to-date summary, activity has been mixed in 2016 compared to 2015. New listings are up 1%. Closed sales are down 1.4%, and pending sales are down 3.7% for the year so far. And on the average sale price, prices do continue to rise in the Portland metro area. Comparing 2016 to 2015 through November, the average sale price rose 11.7%, from $353,400 to $394,800. That's going to do it for now. If you have any questions about this report or would like a market analysis of your home's value, give Kevin a call. This is Jim Price. Thanks for listening, and be sure to watch for next month's report.